Markets got a little relief on Tuesday. Unfortunately, most of that relief was simply about the bleeding slowing down rather than any clear catalyst to suggest investor risk appetite was turning back up. Higher wage prices in Japan have only reaffirmed the BOJ's recent decision to raise rates. China's 20-point plan to encourage consumer spending has underwhelmed. UK social unrest is unsettling, and data out of the Eurozone was soft. Of course, all of this comes at a time when the world is stressing about escalating geopolitical tension in the Middle East. Meanwhile, commodities continue to stumble, and struggling pro-cyclical commodities continue to suggest the global economy is in deceleration mode. The market is desperate for something positive to grab onto, and that may need to come by way of a Fed rate cut. At the same time, the Fed is in a difficult position of acting prematurely, especially when considering the fact that setbacks in stocks haven't been all that intense in the grand scheme of things. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from German trade, German industrial production, Canada IVA PMIs, and the Bank of Canada summary of deliberations. Earlier today, New Zealand employment data came out better than expected. That's all for now.